Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. And now, play ball. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Bellinger reaches third base with a triple. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer bunts towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-1 in the game. Motten hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Belanger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Belanger. The throw from Hinton and he is safe. Belanger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Mike Paul. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Olander reaches second base with a double. Veta Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 2 in the game. Motten strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colbert. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. There goes Robinson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ullander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rhett Mund. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Ford moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Watt now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Austin now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 3 in the game. Motten hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Camilli pinch hits for Rick Austin. Luke Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Boog Powell pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor pinch runs for Boog Powell. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Hinton and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Lasher juggles the ball. That's an error on Lasher. Baylor scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Steve Mingori now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hinton for a passed ball. Bellinger moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Hinton and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Pete Rickard now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhlander moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Duke Sims. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.